my role specifically, but really our role as a university and as a healthcare delivery system, WVU Medicine, is to try to make sure that we are both giving our communities and community members the best advice on how to avoid becoming infected with the novel coronavirus, or COVID-19 as it's called, but also to try to reduce the surge, the stress on our healthcare system, so that if people do become ill, that we'll have enough healthcare workers to be able to treat them, and we'll have enough healthcare resources to be able to handle the perhaps increased volume of very sick people that we could see related to this pandemic virus.
So you mentioned, you know, having enough healthcare workers. West Virginia's rural hospitals have been closing at an alarming rate. I mean, do you see issues between the rural, and it's not necessarily urban in West Virginia, but the more equipped cities and towns in the state for something like this?
Well, I think that this is a really unusual time. And let me just explain very briefly why this is different than anything that we've ever seen, at least in all of our lifetimes. So this is a virus that has jumped from an animal source to a human source. So this is a bat-borne virus that is related to regular cold viruses. There are coronaviruses that are regular cold viruses, and the regular coronaviruses we respond to, it may make us sick a little bit, but then we'll get over it. This novel coronavirus, the one that jumped from bats to us, is really more like the SARS virus that we saw a few years ago. But this one is different in that we have no native immunity to it. And it turns out that when we get infected with it, we don't know we're infected with it, but we can transmit the virus. So the problem then becomes that some people that may not even feel very many symptoms, they may be able to spread the virus, you know, to other people. And what's happened is, and this is really now Italy's experience, if you look around the world, that Italy didn't do as perhaps as aggressive an approach in trying to, you know, reduce person-to-person contacts and these public health measures of asking people to self-quarantine if they may have come from an area where the coronavirus is more prevalent. But Italy now has gotten to the point where they've closed their borders. They have basically put people in staying in their homes. And at their healthcare system, they basically have critically ill people in the hallways of their hospitals, and they're making some triage decisions about whether to apply the critical, you know, sort of equipment, critical care equipment like ventilators and support devices to people because they don't have enough of them. And their healthcare workers have also gotten sick, some of them, which has further stressed their system. So the surge effect on their healthcare system has created an almost collapse of that system. And the mortality rate right now in Italy is 6%. If you look at influenza virus, it's 0.05%. And this has been a pretty significant influenza year. Still, influenza kills more people than this novel coronavirus. And across the world, about 2% of people, it's estimated, or maybe less, will die from the novel coronavirus, usually people that are older, 70s and 80-year-olds. But when you look at the pandemic of 1918, which was another novel virus at that time, the H1N1 virus, the mortality rate in that was 2.5%. And across the world, 50 to 100 million people died during the pandemic of 1918.
So all that being said, is West Virginia's rural hospitals is Morgantown better equipped than Fairmont Regional, you know, the region of Fairmont or Wheeling?
Of course. I mean, so what we're really doing, and this is the leadership of the state and our state health officer, Kathy Slemp, who's doing a wonderful job, and Secretary Bill Crouch and certainly the governor and the governor's office and the local health departments with the academic centers, the medical schools, the hospital systems, we're all working together. So the thought would be that although we do have more capabilities in Morgantown than say you would in Fairmont right now, that we all want to pull together and we're all part of a single state. And we believe our role here is to help anybody in the state, whether that's helping a individual citizen or helping another health system, a smaller hospital system or set of clinics that need our help. And we're trying to do that in a way where we're all pulling in the same direction and working in series versus parallel.
You know, you talked about testing, and you mentioned Dr. Slimp and the state health officer. How's West Virginia doing as far as testing? What's our capabilities? What's the criteria? I mean, because the way I understand it, if I feel sick, I just can't walk into the hospital and say, test me for coronavirus, right?
It's getting more like that today. Obviously, we want to have a doctor or a healthcare worker's, you know, order or asking for that kind of test. You know, when the novel coronavirus first came here to the United States, we had a limit in how we could test. So it really got centralized at the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta. It's recently been liberalized, and we have many more tests that we're capable of running to the state level. And we believe very soon we'll have those at the local level. So there are private companies like LabCorp and Quest Diagnostics that can run these tests. The test is a relatively straightforward test to run that is done all the time. And what you're looking for is the RNA, a genetic material from this virus that's very unique. And you're trying to amplify that, and that tells you that somebody has been exposed and has been infected with the virus. And if it's negative, it means you haven't been exposed or haven't been infected with the virus. And trying to bring that down to the local levels, because like South Korea as a country, they tested very broadly. And part of the way that they started to control the infection is instead of just asking everybody to self-quarantine if you've had any potential exposure, they started to test a ton of their population, so they actually knew who was infected and who wasn't. And optimally, you find that out, and you quarantine the people that are infected, and you don't quarantine the people that aren't. So that's really a step that we're moving toward, which will allow us, I think, to be much smarter about how we're approaching this from a public health protection standpoint.